In Miami, city and county police are on the defensive. The departments have been rocked by a series of questionable shootings and a growing police corruption scandal. Complaints about police misconduct first came from the black community, but all of Miami, blacks, whites, the city's large Cuban American population, are taking the allegations seriously. Two federal investigations are underway. Some Miami police officers have responded with defiance to this intense scrutiny, but others say it's time to change. NPR's Philip Davis reports.
It's a Friday night in a predominantly African-American neighborhood in Miami called Little Haiti. Officer Franklin Sanchez is at his first call of the night. A joyrider has crashed a stolen car into someone's front yard and has fled. Following the suspect's trail, Sanchez shouts a question through the front door of a nearby house.
Where'd he go? Tell me now.
He's not here.
You haven't been able to get too much information out of the neighbors, though. I mean, what is that par for the course?
They protect their own, I guess. They may not even know him, but they're not going to talk to us. They're not going to talk to me.
As Sanchez acknowledges, trust in the police is at a low point in Miami these days. Since the beginning of last year, 12 people have been fatally shot by area police, 9 of them black.
When you go back to 1983 and you come up to present, there's been over 50 black men killed at the hand of police officers. So there is the problem.
Nathaniel Wilcox is a Miami native and leader of a grassroots group called Pulse. Still fresh in the community's consciousness are two recent fatal shootings. Eddie Lee Macklin, who was driving a stolen car, was shot and killed by police right in the midst of an inner-city Martin Luther King Day celebration. And last week, 30-year-old Trey Livey, also in a stolen car, was shot after he was stopped by police as well. In both cases, the officer said they fired in self-defense after the suspects tried to run them down with the stolen vehicles. But Wilcox, like many in the community, remains skeptical. He says while most officers are good, bad cops are a continuing problem.
They lie, they cheat, they fabricate. We have officers that have stole a whole variety of issues where these bad people come right back and be placed on the force. There's something wrong.
In days past, such criticisms were confined mainly to Miami's black community. But now they're resonating even in Miami's large Cuban-American community, which traditionally has trusted police.
They got the boy. They got the boy.
Many say the turning point came with the departure of a little Cuban refugee named Elian Gonzalez. When federal officers seized Elian to be reunited with his father, the streets of Little Havana, the heart of Cuban Miami, erupted in protest. City Commissioner Thomas Regalado says Cubans were caught off guard by the police's response to their demonstrations.
People thought that they had the right to do this. They were surprised, they were shocked to be tear gas, to be beaten, to being arrested, even people that were abused.
Past investigations of police shootings by local judicial officials have always cleared the officers involved. But now the feds are involved. In a bombshell that's still rocking the city, U.S. Attorney Guy Lewis last year charged 13 current and former Miami City police officers with planting false evidence, including guns, to conceal their mistakes. And the probe just keeps expanding. Just a few weeks ago, Lewis implicated many of the same officers in yet another fatal shooting and in the brutal beating of an Hispanic man last year. Lewis says he's dead serious about bringing the officers to justice.
These are civil rights charges that carry very hefty penalties. I mean, nobody, I don't care what you're charged with, you don't deserve to be beaten in the back of a police cruiser after you've been handcuffed from behind.
Meanwhile, a new civilian police review board, approved by Miami voters last year, is about to open for business. The new panel will have a legal power unprecedented in Miami, the ability to subpoena officers to testify. The county already has a police review board, and now activists are pushing to give the county review board subpoena power too. It's an unprecedented assault on the police, and many cops are responding by closing ranks. John Rivera is head of the County Police Benevolent Association. Rivera says the people on such civilian review panels know little about the reality of police work.
Officers do feel offended that you've got someone who has no idea of what it is to be a police officer, never walked in the shoes of a police officer, scrutinizing them and being Monday morning quarterback.
Rivera says his politically influential group will refuse to endorse any politician who votes to expand civilian oversight of the police. Rivera says he's just doing what the rank and file wants. But the thin blue line is developing cracks.
He was calling for a gun.
Rolando Jacobo is an ex-cop who has broken ranks and is now talking about his involvement with a band of rogue officers accused of planting evidence, guns, at crime scenes. Jacobo was involved in the accidental shooting of an unarmed homeless man back in 1997. He says his supervisor decided to plant an untraceable gun at the scene to cover up the shooting, make it seem justified.
And I told him, we don't need it. We don't need it. I could justify it, but he didn't listen to me.
Is this sort of a standard operating procedure? If there's a crime scene that there's some doubts about, they could just call for a gun?
They were doing it all the time.
Jacobo won't be the last to talk. Two other officers implicated in the corruption probe have agreed to testify for the prosecution. The city's top cops have surveyed this flood of bad news, and they've decided it's better to publicly cooperate with the investigators than to stonewall. Raul Martinez is Miami's police chief. He says cooperation is the only way to regain the people's trust.
We can't be successful if the community is not on our side. Police department is only good if we're working hand in hand with the community. If we don't have that, we can't be successful.
The department's already made one substantive change. It recently put in place a near-absolute ban on shooting of fleeing suspects. Back in Little Haiti, Officer Franklin Sanchez seems to be taking all the scrutiny in stride. He says he'll continue to give 100% on the job.
Some days are good, some days are bad, but the fact still remains that we still have to come by here every single day. And perceptions, good or bad, we still work for these people.
If there's anything on which the people and police officers can agree, is that it will take years and much more hard work to repair the broken bonds between cops and the community. Philip Davis, NPR News, Miami.